This is +63 HP Reacts. We're a group of best friends who watch some goddamn trailers. Hello, I'm Chubox, and I'll be your host today. And with me is my best buddy from New York. Say hello, John.
Hello! Looking forward to checking out all of these trailers with you guys.
Yeah, so we are +63 HP. You can catch us on youtube.com/ +63 HP. You can follow us on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram at +63 HP. Or listen to us on podcasts at Apple, Spotify, or Amazon. We are also currently streaming live on twitch.com/+63HP. We have quite a few shows. Usually we have one or two review shows. And those drop on Monday and Tuesday. And then we have a D&D where me, John, and RJ, and a young lady play D&D. It's our first campaign, but it's going on 2 years now, 2.5. And we're having a blast. That drops Wednesdays. On Thursdays, this drops where we just catch up and watch some trailers and give some updates. And then on Friday, whenever RJ and I have time, we play another campaign of D&D where we play kind of bad guy. So that is it for housekeeping and straight to update. What is update? Nothing. Lucas just sick again and just been catching up, watching that we've been watching. Yeah, Yu Yu Hakusho. Watched Fury Road with Bella. That was so awesome. And makes me even more disappointed on how Furiosa looks from the trailers. I mean, they can still fix it.
From the trailers. I'm hoping it's different when we see it.
Yeah, it's just even the saturation, the color saturation is so much different. So that's disappointing. But we'll see. I mean, I'm not one to judge too much on the trailers. So as we can see with the Rebel Moon. But what else is new? Cooking my steak is becoming better and better. I cooked for Kat, so she enjoyed it, she said. So there is that. And the kid, it's also Abella, yet. Also enjoyed it. And we watch something. I think that's it. Happy Reacher's out, so that is that. Reacher season 2. And yeah, that's it for me. How about you?
So this week I spent most of the week in Atlanta in our head office trying to figure out what I'm going to do for the next year. So I have a little bit of writing to do. I joined Atlanta. I was smarter this time. The last time that I went to our head office, I wanted to be frugal and, you know, flew in day of meetings, flew out the next day after meetings with no real rest day. So this time I flew a day before our meetings, and then we also had our holiday party, and then I took a later flight the next day so I can sleep in. I really enjoyed my hotel. I had the wedding suite with the changing room for bridesmaids and shit like that. So it was a full one bedroom hotel room. It was great. People there were nice. I really had fun. I've also been I have a video project that I need to finish before I leave for the Philippines. So that's my full weekend plan. I'm going to buckle down and finish that. I also took our Asian girl to meet other of my closest friends here in New York. And we had, funny enough, a well-reviewed, highly acclaimed Filipino restaurant just opened in the city in the East Village. So a couple of my foodie friends really, really wanted to do that. So we did that last night. We had amazing Filipino food, but it's weird because it's very expensive and it's literally street food sized food. It's tapas sized. So imagine 3 sticks of pork barbecue, which is great, tasted amazing, for $18. Like this big, maybe 3 nubs of pork. But we had such a great time. The food was super great. And then we went to other bars. So yeah, it's been a very relaxing week. It's a very active week with work, but it's not stressful. I can't relax yet because I need to start packing for my trip. So all of the gifts that I need to pack are here. So I need to start doing Tetris with my gift suitcase for people. So I don't rush next week. So because I want to make sure that my flight is on a Saturday, I want to be done by Thursday. So all I'm doing on a Friday and a Saturday is relaxing, and that's it. That is the update, and I will be seeing you guys soon in a little over a week.
Yeah, baby. And then yeah, that is yeah, Christmas up on next Sunday. On the oh yeah. Damn. Oh well. So yeah, so that is it for updates. Arnie will join us when he can, 12 maybe, in a few minutes. And then but we'll just continue and go ahead. So for reacts, we just say plus if you want something, like it, enjoy it, and then minus if you know, kinda off or you're just not a fan. And we'll start with Beverly Hills Cop 4. I have not seen this. Here we
I've
go.
seen like the first f 3 seconds.
Almost admire you. Still on these streets. Running and cutting.
I'm just
amazed.
Kidding, baby.
Doesn't get to you.
It looks good for whatever age you
watch your ass out there, okay?
I'm gonna be fine. They love me in Beverly.
Oh, it's Judge! Detective it's still Bush. Him.
You ever read your own file? Shootouts. Storm the peace. A lot.
Please tell me you didn't get arrested again.
Twice, but I broke out.
I think this is Netflix, right?
We put our lives on the line. Every day. And for what?
Comes with the job if you're doing it right.
Yeah, bitch!
Axel.
Did you see that?
Gordon Lever?
So how many people rewind.
I haven't pissed off anybody.
I thought it was a kind of funny. I thought
Axel.
It was a kind of
Axel.
Funny. Oh, it's Alliance.
Huh?
It looks so much like our kind of funny.
Which one?
Just press back once. So it's like when he was like putting down his glasses, I thought it was like the kind of funny.
Okay.
Axel.
So how many people have you pissed off so far?
I haven't pissed off anybody.
Oh,
back.
Yeah, 50-50.
50-50.
Yeah, it's complete.
So far.
Wow.
I'll watch it. Just
okay.
Time
so the bar yesterday that we were hanging at was playing Beverly Hills Cop 1 and 2. So we were kind of like hoping that everybody, I didn't see that everybody's back at all.
Then wait, let me message Arne in case he makes it. Let me skip this second one because I'm saving that for Arnie. Next one is Kung Fu Panda 4. I don't think I've seen the third.
Even though the dad is
time to take the next step on your journey.
I'm not going to be the Dragon Warrior anymore.
You will advance to spiritual leader of the Valley of Peace.
Inner peace. Inner peace.
Keep yourself off my turf!
Dinner, please. Dinner with peas. In a sesame soy glaze.
This is not working at all.
Tai Lung, big fan.
Once I possess the kung fu of every master villain, no one will dare question my power.
Not even the great Dragon Warrior.
Who's that?
The most powerful shape-shifting sorceress, the Chameleon.
How do I
Athena.
Find this?
This trailer I saw know the kid.
I'm gonna lead you right to her front door.
Yeah! It was against an army!
Then we'll just have to get an army of our own.
What is this place?
The best crooks and criminals live here.
You're a wanted criminal?
You sound surprised. Is it surprising?
Now you kids be careful of those fireworks.
Silence makes our tummies tingle.
Why should we help you?
We can take down the chameleon together.
Being the dragon warrior, it's who I am.
Skadoosh.
What do I know about being a spiritual leader?
What is it you're holding?
A cookie?
You were chosen to become something more than you already are.
That's just an awkward, right?
Yep.
How should we do this? Quick and painless?
Is Angelina Jolie still there?
Or slow and painful?
I think I saw a comment somewhere that said they're still there, but the Furious Five. That's true. Oh, okay,
you finally met your match, Chameleon.
We're not so different, you and I.
Skadoosh.
Stand back. I'm gonna kick my butt.
Who's the chameleon? Viola Davis.
Viola Davis. So that's a minus for me.
Yeah. No, I've never. Oh, I forgot. Plus on Beverly Hills Cop. Plus. And then minus as well. I've never been a big fan of Kung Fu Panda Part the First.
Well, Arnie's not gonna make it. Let's just watch this one, Miller's Girl.
What's your name?
It's a sexy thriller.
Kyra Sweet.
I'm Mr. Miller.
Ooh.
I'm assuming that you got one of these before.
I saw this as well.
I read the whole list.
Well, there's 12 books on that list.
Party
I like her. I find her so pretty.
Always said I was a good kid. What is an adult? I'm 18. Languishing in the wilds of nowhere, Tennessee.
Don't know how I'll ever break this curse.
Don't you get scared walking through those woods?
I'm the scariest thing in there.
So it's kind of like a Lolita thing.
I don't know.
I want you to write a short story in the style of your favorite author.
Are you offering me special treatment, Mr. Miller?
Well, John here is prepping her to be his transcendent.
Is she pretty?
Oh, she's talented.
Damn, even worse. What are you ranting about? I'm uninspired. I've had no achievement. Make him love you. I'll set fire to the whole place. I don't know how. She opened her mouth to say something. But the words fell away.
Why did you write this?
This is inappropriate.
Write what you know is what you say.
If you don't rewrite this, I'll have to fail you.
I dare you. It's like he's been living in grayscale and you're the first thing he's ever seen in color.
You are the
what
adult.
What fucked up school that is if you only have
you
one student?
And a new teacher. That's all. If she can convince them that something happened between us, I could lose my job.
It's not all you could lose. You can ruin his life.
In your own words, how did it start?
I don't like those stories. She's hot, but that is a minus for me.
It's a minus for me, so.
This one is the Ryan Reynolds.
John Krasinski, Ryan Reynolds. Directed by John Krasinski and written by John Krasinski. Pretty big cast as well. With Steve Carell as the
Hi.
Big guy.
Well, looky, looky. She is the perfect fit, I promise.
Did she even see you?
She was about to.
What are you doing? Don't do this. No. No, no, no.
Doesn't she look like somebody, an actress? I forgot the name.
Hi.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
That's Phoebe Waller-Bridge.
So exciting.
What is happening?
Well, that's a perfectly understandable question given numb.
I'm an if. Get it? Imaginary friend. our kids grew up.
So we need new ones.
You could save all of us.
All of who? And don't say ifs.
Let him say it, or I think his head may actually explode.
Fine. Missy girl. Hi, Missy
Thank
girl.
You.
Who's Ryan Reynolds?
There's no telling who's behind that door today.
I look at the story.
Where is Ricky? A kid that grew up at Camp Cold Air.
Yes, we do.
I'm not gonna ask you again. Put some pants on. You're freaking everyone out.
What name? Like Maya Rudolph?
John Stewart?
Sam Rockwell.
I see why I live alone.
Chief! Kind of a kid creates an invisible if.
Don't look him in the eye.
Which one?
You know damn well which one.
Thanks for doing this. It really means a whole lot.
I'll watch it with the kids. Seems like
yeah, it's fun. Wait, it's a Netflix, right?
No, I don't think so.
It looks fun.
Netflix? I don't think so.
Yeah, no, I think it looks good.
That's a plus for me. This one I haven't seen. I saw this one tweeted by Greg Miller.
The White House issued warnings to the Western forces as well as the Florida Alliance.
The three-term president assures the uprising will be dealt with swiftly.
Let me know if you want to try anything on.
I'm guys aware there's like a pretty huge civil war going on all across America.
We just try to stay out. With what we see on the news, seems like it's for the best.
Citizens of America, the so-called Western forces
of Texas and California
have suffered a very great defeat at the hands of the United States military.
Mr. President, do you regret the use of airstrikes against American citizens?
We're moving to D.C. today.
You need to go down there.
They shoot journalists on sight in the Capitol. Every instinct in me says this is death.
Blood it.
Every time I survived the war zone, I thought I was sending a warning home. Don't do this. But here we are.
There's some kind of misunderstanding here.
What?
Well, you're American, okay?
Okay. What kind of American are you?
And this is her husband, right?
You don't know?
Reese with her. No. Oh, yeah, that's her husband. Kirsten.
The Western forces will reach the White House on July 4th. Oh, my God.
Get in the car! Get in the car! Move!
You're gonna hang back.
I'm not hanging back.
One nation under God. Indivisible. With liberty and justice for all.
Go, 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 go!
God bless America.
I'll watch it.
I'm excited. It's like, I love how grounded on truth it is. So I'm excited about that.
Next one. I haven't seen this one.
Magical Negroes. Okay.
Welcome to the American Society of Magical Negroes.
What the hell?
Long title. I know you can feel their discomfort, Aaron. Watching you walk through a room full of white people was the most painful thing I've ever seen.
Excuse me. Sorry.
I don't want to take you to a job interview.
There's a recruiting class starting right now, and we got to get you in it.
Welcome to the American Society of magical Negroes.
So I don't really understand.
It's easier said.
What's the most dangerous animal on the planet?
Shark.
White people, when they feel uncomfortable. White people feeling uncomfortable precedes a lot of bad stuff for us. That's why we fight white discomfort every day. Because the happier they are, the safer we are.
The name needs a little updating, maybe like magical black people, or I guess that doesn't have the same ring.
You ready?
Oh, wow.
Your first client is a Jason Munt. His morale is far too low.
I like that. They're fighting into the happiness.
Darn it. I was hoping there was a station right next to him.
Oh, is this one spoken for?
No.
Yeah, it's actually fun and weirdly relaxing. It's like being a secret agent with none of the danger.
Hey, I'm Lizzie.
Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you.
She's great.
Yeah, she's cool.
You kidding? Come on, man. She's smart and funny. And
I know what you were doing going on about her. You're trying to set us up.
No. That's not what I was doing.
You cannot have a relationship with Lizzie now. Because if you don't put Jason first, everyone's magic will fail.
Oh, I love this.
I've always felt like it's my job to make white people feel comfortable, and here it literally is. But maybe it shouldn't be.
I got a great plan to ask her out, but I'm gonna need your help.
Do you think you could, like, work your magic?
Hey, is he talking about me?
Hey.
Oh my, wait, are you? But I traveled a long way.
Someone defied the society. Who was it?
You didn't let her go like I told you. If you interfere with her or your client, you could have your memory erased. You won't even remember she existed.
Even though we might never see each other again, I need you to know that what we had was real.
I'm curious to see how you're gonna make it out of all this.
I like it.
I love it. I love that it's like super subversive. Is it satire? Is it about magic? No, it's a rom-com. I thought it was
sci-fi. Yeah, I'm in as well.
That's so cool. I like Detective Pikachu guy.
Next is I think this should be the final trailer for
The Night Country.
Oh shit! I still need to watch.
I know me, the first and the third at least.
What happened in the last case you worked with tomorrow?
That was good. Until it wasn't. They were too late. There was nothing we could do. I'm working on this new case. A missing scientist. Found on the edge of the villages. Frozen solid. What do you want? It's been 6 years. Why are you here?
Because we both know what really happened. And you need my help.
I've seen that before. Years ago. Fine. I'm just gonna do this one thing. Work together to close this case. And that's it for the two of us.
It is.
So, you want in or what? Burnt eyeballs, self-inflicted wounds. Those men died before they froze. What the? Get out of here, now!
You okay?
She's not good with people she cares about. What are we missing here?
Was someone out there on the ice with them?
The Night Country. It takes us one by one. This isn't gonna be good. I'm thinking stuff. Stuff. I know. I feel too. I guess you're thinking the worst part is done. It's not. Finish what you started.
Have time to catch up on the thing.
That's the main reason why I bought a new iPad, so I can get additional gigs to download these things. Oh, watch them offline.
Next one is a Netflix I haven't seen.
How long are you living?
Happy birthday.
träumst, oder?
Papa muss noch ganz kurz auf der Arbeit was machen. Kannst du die Katze für mich abholen? Geschenk für Leonie. Zwiebel? Das ist doch kein Katzen. Fickt euch.
Denk an deine Strategie. Bleib defensiv.
Toll, wie das war's.
Ich kann jetzt nicht, ich hab einen Kampf.
Mina beantragt das alleinige Sorgerecht.
Entweder du bist bis um 6 Uhr hier oder ich sorg dafür, dass du meine Tochter nie wieder verletzt. Du hast eine Stunde.
Shit.
Der Typ muss kämpfen, sonst sind wir alle am Arsch.
Team hat 75.000 auf dich gesetzt. Nicht verletzen.
Hey.
Bist du disqualifiziert bist, können wir das Ganze noch umreißen.
Ich hab die weggeboxt.
Wen hast du weggeboxt?
Alle.
Alle?
Alle. I'm the one and only
dominant. Das ist viel größer, als du denkst.
Du willst, dass Leonie es besser hat, dann rennst du mich weg.
Das ist nicht mit ein paar Kämpfen erledigt, Mann!
Hol nur eine Katze ab.
Es ist zu.
Es ist 7 vor 6.
Auf deiner Uhr vielleicht.
I don't know if the shots...
It's good. I might watch it, but I'm a minus.
I'm a minus. I don't... I like the concept, but... Like, some of the shots weren't... You know, we've seen so many action sequences in the past years.
We are too spoiled with great action.
This one is 17.
Hey, how's that band going?
It's mainly me these days. I just want to finish my album.
You have been trying to finish this album for 3 years.
One, two, one! What is this? It's a progressive form of prog. I've been calling it Prague Squared.
The only way I listen to your music is if you tied me up at gunpoint and you forced me to.
And don't play it here again or you're fired.
What's going on?
I think we have a new neighbor.
What is up with this guy?
I think we're living next to some kind of maniac.
I am now living your head.
Flab's just driving me crazy.
You're headed into chaos.
What?
Blood will be spilled.
You gotta stand on your own 2 feet and say, get out of my kitchen, cause I'm cooking!
William.
Use your demons. Don't let them use you.
So you've killed somebody. Relax. Just need to know how to get rid of a body.
Hello, Willy.
I'm not a mass murderer. I'm a mass manslaughterer.
It's time to make a hit record.
The fuck?
What?
I'm alive.
Shut up.
You didn't hear that, did you?
You yelling shut up at nobody? Yeah, I heard. It was very loud.
That is not what rock and roll is all about.
Don Daly.
You're a loser and you're gonna die a loser.
Now that was rock and roll.
Stop. Just be cool. And don't murder anyone else.
I like weird. That was still weird for me.
I was hoping, like, it's on Shudder. I was hoping that you watch it and tell me what it's of a minus.
Minus.
That's a little too weird. But you have Kumail. You have, what, John Daly. You have, like, cool, you know.
Next one is Out of Darkness. I don't know what this is. BC.
Panarashum. Tessin, Baraffin, and Susulardes.
We hunt the rump.
Look at the coot.
Tycoon.
that's I like that. That's very unique.
Probably like a saber tooth.
No, nothing scary.
I'm gonna put a plus on it because for me it's like the cinematography looks great.
Yeah, the shots
this
are good.
Winter. Okay, plus baby. American Star.
No idea what this is. So it's Ian McShane.
Target will be here in a couple of days. Get your holiday time in now.
Auntie Holt.
Very.
Perfecto for the beach. I'm Gloria.
Wilson.
What do you do?
Security. I deal mainly with business.
So why are you here?
Just making sure everything's in order?
It is. This ship. The American Star.
It's on the other side of the island. Do you always go on holiday alone?
I like meeting people.
They say there are three sorts of people in Fuerteventura. Those who live here, tourists, and those who are running from something.
I don't live here.
And you don't look like a tourist.
Someone turned up. What kind of intel is this?
Rule number one, the less you know about the target, the better.
Was it the girls you saw with
them? I've been told to stay on the island.
Of course.
I work alone.
Think of me as the wind beneath your wings.
The reason of her interest in you is that you remind her of her father.
What are you doing?
Rita, he knows the target. You know, the one you're involved with.
I'm not involved with anybody.
Don't lie to me! Rule number one!
Let's go!
I don't think no one!
I'll finish this job.
It's good enough. It's good enough for me, so I'm going to put a plus, because it is Ian McShane.
Minus for now.
It's a the usual... You know, this is...
And this one is...
It's okay. I'm here. It's been a while since you've had one of those nightmares. Tell me.
I love her.
What was it about?
It's only fragments. Nothing's clear. You've been fighting the Harkonnens for decades.
Look!
My family's been fighting them for centuries.
Your blood comes from dukes. Them great houses. Here, we're equal. What we do for the benefit of all.
Well, I'd very much like to be equal to you.
Maybe I'll show you the way.
Deal with this prophet. Send assassins.
Fade rather. He's psychotic.
I see possible futures all at once. And in so many futures, our enemies prevail. But I do see a way. There is a narrow way through.
March 1.
My allegiance is to you. Do you believe me?
This is a form of power that our world has not yet seen. The ultimate power.
I want you to know I will love you as long as I breathe.
lose me as long as you stay who you are.
Consider what you're about to do, you poor Atreides.
Silence! I love it when he screams. The scenes that he screamed in the first movie.
This prophecy is how they enslave us!
That's why I want a cloak. I just want a cloak and walk around in a windy place. That's my main goal, to look cool. Of course, I mean, that's a plus.
Plus, plus,
March
baby.
1. Book plus. It.
And there you have it. For me, the surprise was the American Society of Magical Negroes. That was really surprising that it turned out to be a rom-com. And Out of Darkness are the big surprise. If as well, if. How about you?
Same. I mean, the American Society of Magical Negroes, that's a great left turn. That is a great left turn. And it made me feel more endearing about the show, which I that's how I want to learn more about culture and society. It's like, when you don't slap me in the face with it, bring me along for the ride, educate me, but, you know, make it super related. So I enjoy that. And, Dune Part 2. I cannot stress enough how excited I am and pissed I am that it was supposed to be November, right? November, December. Yeah. And I should have watched it by now, and I should be talking, or we should be talking about whether Denis Villeneuve will be able to do his third movie, because he does want to do three. But he finished it in two. Like, this is like the main Dune arc. So I hope
this is the first book. I think.
Yeah, the second part of the first book, yeah. So, that's it on my end, too.
So, there we have it, folks. That's a Reacts episode, and we'll see you next week. Bye.